You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on December 13th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 48 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, and commentary on the SFU athletics. First with SFU news, all based on X. On December 7th, Anita Huberman, an SFU alumni who was the last Surrey Board of Trade Chair, won the King Coronation Medal. On December 9th, Venture Labs congratulated Vital Tracer Limited, which participated in the Venture Labs in its delivery of the Lab to Market Validate program, as Vital Tracer Limited earned second in Canada's Global Pitch Competition, netting 15K for smart medical devices. English and Indigenous Studies congratulated Professor Deanna Rutter, whose book Autobiography as Indigenous Intellectual Traditions, Cree and Métis, Assimi Sowina, won one of five Canada 2024 prizes from Federation of Humanities. Also on December 9th, Computing Science congratulated lecturer Uldos Bogban for earning the Google Explorer CSR Award, which supports schools to increase the number of marginalized students in graduate schools. SFU promoted the library's Student Learning Commons Undergrad Writing Contest. SFU News promoted the latest research from Nick Dalby, a biological professor, where overfishing has cut the populations of sharks, rays, and chimeras by more than half since 1970. Furthermore, Dalby and other researchers developed an aquatic red list index in the research named Ecological Erosion and Expanding the Risk of Sharks and Rays, which Professor Nick Dalby co-authored with 14 others and is accessible in the Science magazine. On December 10th, Ron Walkery, a professor in the School of Interactive Arts and Technology, spoke in a Design for Good Academy masterclass talk with Delfina Fantini Van Ditmar and Rob Phillips. Gerontology promoted the Dembski Project, co-funded by the Public Health Agency of Canada and Alzheimer's Society, was featured in the Public Health Agency of Canada's publication named A Dementia Strategy for Canada, Together We Achieve 2024 Annual Report, and emphasized dementia, inclusive planning, and design guidelines. Alumni published his monthly newsletter, promoted the book The Berry Pickers. Computer Science promoted that they will present seven papers at NEUR IPS 2024, which also started on December 10th. Education recognized the International Human Rights Day, including Dr. Ayan Zahil, an adjunct professor in Afghanistan under a pseudonym who fights for education and equity against huge risks, and SFU Venture Labs held their holiday social. On December 11th, Venture Labs hosted a Tech and Toast breakfast series where Danica Kotilak, a lawyer from Denton's, spoke about navigating IP in merger and acquisition transactions. SFU Criminology celebrated a career of Professor Curtis Griffiths as he plans to retire after 48 years in the department. SFU alumni mourned the passing of alumnus Aidan Hebicon from one day earlier as one of the top advocates in Vancouver for inclusion, encouraged alumni to donate as 100 each from 10 people can create an award for an SFU student. Congratulated Anita Huberman, an SFU alumni who was the last Surrey Board of Trade Chair on earning the King Coronation Medal 4 days earlier. Meanwhile, SFU promoted its clean energy research on its news website, named The Macro View of Solar Policy, The Case of Supporting Utility-Scale Power, published on Solar Compass, and was written by Andy Hira, an SFU political sciences professor, and Prashanna Krishnan, where the research talks about the current situation of solar power, compares the benefits of big and small-scale projects. Also, Environment promoted a recent blue paper launched at UN Biodiversity, written by Andres Cisneros Montemayor, an assistant professor in SFU's School of Resource and Environment Management, who is also the Ocean Equity Lab director, co-authored among 21 researchers titled Co-Producing Sustainable Ocean Plants with Indigenous and Traditional Knowledge Holders, which emphasizes indigenous and local expertise in ocean management. On December 12th, SFU student Jessica asked students, faculty, and staff on what gift of kindness means to them. SFU alumni promoted multiple projects for former students, such as tenant, home insurance, dental, health, and life insurance from its partners. Urban Studies congratulated Ali Lynch, the 2024 award recipient for community engagement, as a multi-unit residential building student. Lynch advocates for better housing in Vancouver's downtown east side and is currently a research policy coordinator for the Vancouver Aboriginal Community Policing Center. SFU Venture Labs thanked Jeffrey Hansen, a partner at Garibaldi Capital, for his special presentation, after which the holiday social followed 2 days earlier. Criminology congratulated Peyton Smith on her successful MA defense on her thesis, Exonerary Reintegration and Resource Access, Examining the Availability, Accessibility, and Effectiveness of Post-Release Resources. Interactive Arts and Technology promoted its hiring social media ambassadors. Institute for Neuroscience and Neurotechnology released their annual report. There are at least two events today. Linguistics professor Charles Chang will provide a lecture titled The Multilingual Mind is a Window onto Linguistic Knowledge in Harbor Center 2770 starting at 3:30 p.m. And Computing Science continues at NEAR IPS 2024.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First music today is Hockey Dad's Rebuild Repeat with Wreck and Ruin.
Being nice is not the only way to you, and the time it took to get there is way past you.
Won't you be my ruin?
be my ruin. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you're doing. Not in my head. And I'm kicking through it. So won't you be my man? Won't you be my ruin?
That was Wreck and Ruin from Hockey Dad's Rebuild Repeat. Next up is Musique Grush. Here is Hastings. Now I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for December 7th. The Red Leaves Women's Wrestling competed in the Chadron State Women's Open at Chicoine Center in Chadron, Nebraska. All SFU wrestlers placed in top three in their weight classes, which were in pounds. In 110, Kelsey Lewin toppled Mackenzie Peterson of Texas Women's University at 155 in championship round one. Defeated Riley Balcazar of Chadron 6-1 in a quarterfinal. Tumbled Rachel Jones of Snow at 4:59 in a semifinal. And dominated Isabella Morales of Colorado Mesa 9-1 in the first place match as Kelsey Lewin won the women's 110 crown. In 117, two Red Leafs earned top three. In quarterfinals, Ivy Threatfall upended Shania Ware of Chadron via a 10-0 technical fall, while Maddie McKenzie toppled Jenna Barson at 131. In the semifinals, Ivy Threatful fell to Austria Holland of Adams State in just 17 seconds, while Maddie McKenzie toppled Jamie Barton of Snow in just 27 seconds. Now, Barton was also tumbled by Ivy Threatful via a 10-0 technical fall in a consolation semifinal. In the third place match, Threatful upended Shania Ware of Chadron at 358. Meanwhile, in the first place match, Maddie McKenzie defeated Austria Holland of Adams State 4-0 to win the 117 crown. SFU had topped to finishes in 131. The Red Leafs won championship round one via technical fouls, as Laura Alcantar Soto dominated Apollonia Middleton of Colorado Mesa 12-0, while Ella Finding toppled Emma Mangan of Colorado Mesa 10-0. In quarterfinals, Laura Alcantar Soto tumbled Brisa Salas of Adams State at 3:43, and Ella Finding tumbled Brooke Zahela of Texas Women's University via an 11-0 technical foul. SFU won the semifinals via technical fouls, as Laura Alcantar Soto dominated Chanya Tipmani of Texas Women's University 11-0, while Ella Finding toppled Elisa Jackson of Colorado Mesa 10-0 to set up an all-SFU first-place match, where Finding defeated Alcantar Soto 9-4 to win the 131 crown. In 138, Jade Trollen won her three matches via 10-0 technical fouls, as she tumbled Pua Bibi of Mino State in championship round one, Riley Turnbull of Snow, Kayla Azoleza of Colorado Mesa, and upended Corey Williams of Adams State at 2:34, as Jay Trollen won the 138 crown. Two Red Leafs finished top three in 145. In championship round one, Hannah Deuce dominated Leticia Garcia of Snow via a 12-2 technical foul, but Amelia Lucas fell to Emily Loya of Texas State University at 120. In a quarterfinal, Hannah Deuce toppled Megan Flaherty of Texas Women's University at 151. Meanwhile, Amelia Lucas won her next two matches via technical fouls, as she tumbled Anastasia Fucci of Colorado State University 10-0 in consolation round two, and Megan Flaherty of Texas Women's University 13-2 in consolation round three. In a semifinal, Hannah Deuce upended Holly Lamada of Mino State at 3:50, while Amelia Lucas toppled Emily Loya of Texas State University at 2:36 in a consolation semifinal. In the third place match, Amelia Lucas tumbled Holly Lamada of Mino State via a 12-2 technical foul. In the first place match, Hannah Deuce was upended by Isabel Morgan of Snow via a 10-0 technical foul for second in 145. In 160, Lenny McCracken won all her three matches via technical fouls, as she dominated Tegan Moss of Snow 10-0 in a quarterfinal, Kate Bird of Colorado Mesa 12-2 in a semifinal, and Elisa Johnson from University of Jamestown 10-0 in the first place match, as Lenny McCracken won the 160 crown. In the Chadron State Women's Open at Chicoine Center in Chadron, Nebraska, both SFU basketball teams were in action in the afternoon of December 7th. The Red Leafs women were shaded by the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 69-66, as SFU was led by McKenna Garner with 17, followed by Merlane Shelby with 15 points at SFU's West Gym. Meanwhile, SFU men's were edged by Northwest Nazarene 73-68, as the Red Leafs were led by Lance Dupont with 23, Irish Kokuya with 22, and Luke Howard with 10 points. However, the host Nighthawks had 8 players with points, led by Kai Dixon with 13, compared to the Red Leafs' 6 players at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho. On December 8th, SFU men's wrestling competed in the Clackamas Open at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City, Oregon, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for the Red Leafs. In 125, Ben Somers fell 14-9 to Jeremy Owani of Clackamas Community College in a quarterfinal, but Somers recovered to win the next three matches via falls, as he toppled Kano Kelly of Southern Oregon at 115 in consolation round three, tumbled Manuel Martyr of Simpson, California at 430 in consolation round four, and upended Peyton McDonald, also of Simpson, California, at 139 in the third-place match. In 157, Magnus McCracken won his first two matches via technical fouls, as he dominated Aaron Manone of Clackamas, unattached 20-3 in championship round 1, Seth Dawkins of Evergreen State College, 17-1 in championship round 2, toppled Devonia Key of Simpson, California at 2:23 in a quarterfinal. Tumbled Dylan Mann of Southern Oregon 2:30 in a semifinal and was upended by Chris Hamblin of Oregon State via a 21-5 technical fall in the first place match. In 174, Peter McCracken won his first, let's see, three matches via falls as he toppled Caden Sullivan of Evergreen State College at 2:51 in championship round one, Andres Nicasio of Corbin University at 4:14 in a quarterfinal, Olajuwon Sobemehian of Clackamas unattached at 1:08 in a semifinal, and was defeated by Avery Gambrell of Oregon State via a 19-8 major decision in the first place match. In 2:85, Sam Pereira toppled DeVention Willis of Linfield University at 2:22 in championship round one, tumbled Ben Hughes of Southern Oregon via a 21-3 technical fall in a quarterfinal, defeated Nate Ronan via an 11-1 major decision in a semifinal, and upended Garrett Obrich at just 37 seconds in the first place match as Sam Pereira won the 2:85 crown in the Clackamas Open at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City, Oregon. On December 10th, Kelsey Lowen of SFU Women's Wrestling earned the RMAC Women's Wrestler of the Week as she won all her four matches in the 110 class at the Chadron State College Open last weekend. On December 11th, the SFU Athletics promoted SFU Sports Performance on its Facebook page as spring internships are now open.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene is first at 2-0 conference, 6-1 overall. St. Martin's second, 2-0 conference, 11-2 overall. Central Washington third, 2-0 conference, 6-3 overall for third. Montana State Billings fourth, 1-0 conference, better 9-2 overall. Alaska Fairbanks fifth, 1-1 conference, 5-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 6th, 1-1 conference, 6-7 overall. Western Oregon, 7th, 0-2 conference, but are 6-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 8th, 0-2 conference, 4-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 0-1 conference, 2-7 overall. And Western Oregon, last, 0-2 and 2-9 overall for 10th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Alaska Anchorage is first at 2-0, 10-1 overall, much like Montana State Billings. Central Washington are third at 1-0 conference, 7-0 overall. St. Martin's are 4th, 1-1 conference, 7-2 overall. Simon Fraser, 5th, 1-1 conference, 8-3 overall. Washington, 6th, 1-1 conference, 5-4 overall. Western Oregon are 7th, 1-1 conference, 4-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 0-1 conference, but are 5-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 9th, 0-2 conference, 5-4 overall, and Seattle Pacific is last at 0-2 conference, 2-9 overall, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Let me find out what... I do have the third act here, but for some reason I cannot... Let me... it is Soleil Lunaire. Just a minute, please. Sorry for the delay. Just a minute. I will be back with another PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 48 of the welcome to the second half of episode 48 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music in the next 30 minutes. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour. Oh, there it is. Soleil Lunaire. Soleil Lunaire's Tenue. The tune is Moon the Inguider. Moon the Guider with Tarwa and Tiri and Nukut.
Tempête humaine.